Listener Production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. The inflation numbers for 2022 are in, with the ABS recording a jump of 7.8% over 12 months. Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor says the government needs to do something about it.
There's no plan to cross your fingers and toes, but that's what we're seeing from the Treasurer. Lots of excuses and no plan.
We now wait to see what the RBA thinks of the numbers when they meet early next month to discuss the cash rate. The countdown is on until we learn of the next Australian of the Year. We will learn which of the eight nominees gets the accolade a little later tonight. The PM's had a morning tea with all those nominated this morning. Greg Lynn will stand trial for the alleged murders of campers Russell Hill and Carol Clay in Victoria's High Country in 2020. The former Jetstar pilot again pleading not guilty to the charges with no bail application made. The case will proceed in the Supreme Court. The Treasurer has congratulated New Zealand's new Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins. He's officially been sworn into the role today, taking over from Jacinda Ardern. Jim Chalmers says he's looking forward to working with the new leader.
We have an incredibly strong relationship with our brothers and sisters on the other side of the ditch. We've got a big Trans-Tasman agenda in the 40th anniversary year of closer economic relations.
There's been no firm answer today as to whether dating app users will need to disclose their criminal background before they sign up. A national roundtable has been held in Sydney today to delve into the safety issues around online dating. In sport, Aussie duo Rinky Hijikata and Jason Kubler have defeated the number one seeds, advancing to the semi-finals of the men's doubles at the Oz Open.
It was bloody hot today, so thank you. Thank you, everyone, for coming. The energy you guys brought was unbelievable, and we really thrive off it, and that's why we play such great dubs, so thank you.
That audio from Nine. And they're not the only Aussies remaining. Olivia Gadecki and Mark Polmans are gearing up for tonight's mixed doubles semi-final. And Hobart's Big Bash season is still alive after downing the Brisbane Heat by 2 runs.